The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's good to be back here in the basement. It's Saturday, September 28th, 18. I'm so dumb. And I gotta say that the name tags are usually pretty sweet here in the South. Let me see what we're talking about today. Oh my God. Oh, I can't wait to see the faces of my guests when all this shit gets whipped out. All right, Chris Vengers, I'd like you to leave. That's pretty cool. The Roger stuff, and then a nice weed leaf under there. That's a nice touch. I am, instead of Groot, what's your name?
Drew.
Drew. I am Drew. And then we got Rogue Dan. Oh, finally a clever pun. Kind of. Instead of Wally, we have Amy E. Okay. All right. I don't care for a picture of me covered in blood that says Amy American Psycho on it. Plus, did you attach stacks of money to that? It's chocolate bars. That look like stacks of money. Fair enough. Sam Wars? What is happening? All right, this one. What does this mean? I don't even know what movie this was in the first place. It says a film by Kevin Spacey. I didn't know there was such a thing. Is he hiding in the world of directing? Is that what's happening? And then it's, what was the original title? Albino Alligator? I have heard of that. Holy shit. And what's your name?
Cal.
Cal. So you changed it to Calbino Calligator. All right, I stand corrected. This is amazing. And who's that holding the poster for you? My wife! I got you good. Well, great job, everybody, and good luck. There's lots of big ones in the back there. I could see a Love Actually back there. What's your name on the Love Actually?
Ashley.
Ashley? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Love Ashley. That's how it's done, Chris Avengers. There's a million movies with the word Christmas in the title, dude. Doug plugs. You can just bring a leg lamp and say Christmas Story. Bam, done. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in LA on Tuesday night, October 1st. Sunday, October 5th. Excuse me, Saturday. Don't come on Sunday. That would suck. Saturday, October 5th, I'm doing a 420 stand-up show at the Santa Ana Star Casino, Albuquerque adjacent, with special guest Jeff Tate. And yeah, and Jeff will be joining me in a stand-up show at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis on Thursday, October 17th. Go to acmecomedycompany.com to get tickets. I'd like to do a dugouts to the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar in Austin, Texas, and all the filmmakers and attendees of Fantastic Fest. I'll see you guys next September. Let's look in the prize bag. I brought a beautiful bag that says Portland on it. Yeah, you know why I like Portland. As you can see on this bag, it's because they're known for their cheeseburgers. I also got from there a nice hat from Oregon's Finest, a lovely dispensary there. And I got, this is very exciting. I was just in Austin, Texas, so I got a copy of Austin Magazine. Hotel rooms will really hook you up if you want a magazine that's based on the town you're in. And a Doug Loves Movies sticker, and I don't even know what this is. This is something I got, some sort of satanic-looking button. Yeah, I don't need that. But also, another satanic button would be my Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins, rockinpins.com, if you want to buy one. Or say hi to me after the show. We'll have a little merch table set up. All of that, plus stuff brought by my four guests. Have we ever had four guests here in Charlotte? I think it's always been three. So we got four today. That's how much comedy they got going on here this weekend with the Queen City Comedy Festival. Please give it up for John Reeb, Topher Riddle, Joe Pettis, and Trey Gallion!
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Let's meet them individually, starting with, we've got two first-timers on the panel. Let's start with Topher Riddle, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Woo! Hello. Hey, Doug.
How's it going, dude?
It's going pretty well. Thanks for having me on this thing.
Thank you for being here. I mean, with a name like Topher Riddle, who could say no to that? Like, how did you, like, I'm sure it comes up every time anybody's talking to you about your comedy career, but as a stand-up comedian, like, Was it just, is it like, you know, like that guy Wetzel knew he had to make pretzels?
Yeah.
Does someone whose last name is Riddle just be like, well, fuck, I gotta write jokes?
It kind of happened that way. Yeah, the first time I tried to sign up for an open mic, the guy was like, really? Come on, dude. Like, he thought it was
really?
Like...
Really? Topher?
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, then I changed it back to Chris. It's my real name, and it just just a fortunate accident that it happened that way. Yeah.
Woo indeed.
Thank you. Thank you for wooing my name, my real given name.
And you're a bit of a movie buff, would you say?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
So you're gonna win today.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. He just confirmed it, so make sure you really get his attention when the name tag selection process starts. And then I'm gonna skip one. I'm gonna jump over a seat because it's also his first time on the show, and I've known him for a while, so I'm very excited to finally have you on here. It's John Reap, everybody.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. That's good timing. Thank you, Doug. I'm happy to be here, buddy.
So every time somebody says your name into a microphone, you get yes. handed a drink?
It's mandatory.
That's so magical.
Yeah.
John it's Reap.
Perfect yes. timing.
Oh! She was on it, though.
That's how his drinking problems started. How you doing, buddy? I did a couple shows last night here in town?
I did at the McGlowan last night. That was really fun. Now I'm here supporting this. And then,
And people can...
I'm only an hour away from here, so it was easy.
Yeah, over in Hickory?
Yeah, Hickory! That's the Hickory section right there. They all shook their head right like that. That means you're proud. Hickory! Like that. Gastonia over here, not happy at all. But yeah, so yeah, thanks, man.
And you recorded something last night.
I've just recorded some, I did like an hour 40 just to put some stuff on YouTube. I was just re-recording it because I don't own the shit that's already on TV. So when I re-record it, I get to get, you know, YouTube cash. Oh. It's up to $14 right now.
Monetizing the shit out
of
that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And now I'm here doing this. It's good to see you, Doug.
So far, you're great at it.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
I feel good.
We've been friends ever since we competed on Last Comic Standing.
That's right.
Yeah, and we don't need to dwell on me coming in sixth and you coming in first. There's no reason to be bitter or upset about it.
Whatever happened to fourth place?
What do you mean? Amy Schumer? She's nowhere.
I haven't heard. I hope she's okay.
I mean, everybody from now on in any competition that comes in fourth should be told, hey, you could become Amy Schumer. it's not a bad thing.
That's right.
And also joining us to my right is our friend Joe Pettis.
I love doing this show because when you're waiting to talk, you just hold your mic down here and it just looks like you're holding your dick the whole time.
And it sounds like it, too. Because we can't hear you when you do that. And that's what happens. Men get really quiet when they're holding their dick. And you, of course, speaking of holding dicks...
See me after the show.
You are prone to perform in your underwear.
I am, yeah. I've done it right here on this stage for 15 people before. So.
Well, you know, you should have announced that there was a show first. But but yeah, you're famous for your underwear comedy shows where all the comedians just perform in their underwear.
Yep, that's me. That's it.
Do people put on sexy underwear for it, or is it just regular underwear?
Usually people try to be like funny with it, so usually not too. I've seen maybe like one pair of sexy underwear in like 500 shows. So. And it was on an audience member. So. But most of the time it's just normal. Like it's surprising because you get to see like how bad, especially guys are just making underwear decisions. Like I used to wear regular briefs. Now I'm a boxer brief guy because I saw photos of myself wearing regular briefs. I was like, never again. So yeah, it's fun. I like just to see like what people look like when they take their clothes off. Doug will say he'll never do the show though.
There's no way.
Yeah.
If you do an installment where everyone's wearing extra clothes.
Yeah.
Like if you have an outerwear comedy show,
then I'll be all over it.
Just get all sweaty from wearing too much clothes. And here, would you do that, Trey? Would you do the underwear show?
Underwear, yeah. The naked one, no.
Nah.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, nobody should do a naked one.
Yeah, underwear, because I wear boxers. I'm good. Wait, can I wear a t-shirt, too?
Yeah, well, that would make you comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, that t-shirt
okay,
would definitely
make me. Oh, okay, then I'll do it and wear all of my clothes.
Yeah.
That's how I'll feel comfortable. But that's Trey Gallion! Woo!
Hello. Hello, Queen City, home of Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
And...
Did you expect that to get a bigger reaction?
Totally. I mean, we're in North Carolina. You figured that one would... No, not so much. Are you guys sick of it? Is that the problem?
When you say Flair, they say Ric Flair right out the gate.
How did he get...
Yeah, but she, come on, she's still one of the greatest female heels in professional wrestling.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah. No. Okay, man. Also home of the latest season of Married at First Sight. Oh, that got actually more. That's great. Same dude for both.
Yeah, do you have anything you think you can get four people to respond to?
Yeah, man.
Maybe five?
Hey, just a little bit at a time, man. Baby steps.
I thought, like, that first reference, I thought that was more of a sports. I mean, it is sports, the wrestling. But, I didn't know that. I didn't know that one. I thought you were going to come in here and just really blow the roof off with some.
I did too, honestly.
Local sports reference. Why don't you ask him about the hockey team?
Oh, wait, do the Hurricanes play here? Right, see? Plus,
I set you up.
Yeah.
Sabotage.
Damn it.
Our Uber driver told us that they play here.
And I even told her, I was like, they don't play here. She's like, yeah, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they do.
And I was like, okay, I guess they do. I'm not from here.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, why
and,
not?
I could give you some reasons why not. But what'd you bring for the prize bag, Trey?
Oh, all right. So I brought on the flight down here this morning, they actually had the safety card.
Oh, nice.
Where you're giving the baby the wedgie.
Yeah.
It's the baby wedgie safety card. And everybody signed it.
Very good.
So
yeah,
there
we
you
all
go.
Put our names on it.
And then I have one of my Trey Gallion Live at Creep Records rolling trays.
If this were a movie, we'd cut to a plane crashing and someone desperately looking in the seat back in front of them for the safety.
What do I do?
Wedgie your baby, duh.
I'll put my mask on or my children's mask first? What are the instructions?
Don't put on either. We're crashing.
Yeah, it don't matter.
What else?
Grav Labs onesies. And then this is my new t-shirt. And it's to remind you when you're smoking weed, if you forget which way it's supposed to go, you can look down and go to the left.
It's my turn. Then,
so whatever size you are, whoever wins, I'll give you one of those. And I have those in the rolling trays. I got some extras if anybody wants them after the show. We'll talk cash.
I hope, Beyonce's people don't come after you for the expression, to the left.
Oh, didn't even think of that. Put my dick in a box.
All your stuff is in a box. All your junk is in a box to the left.
Yeah. So that's that.
That's great stuff, yeah.
Thanks, Trey. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Charlotte.
Wow. What do you have for us, Topher?
All right, so I got some merch from my sketch and improv team, Tomorrow Quest Theater. I got some Thank you, thank you. We got some Space Jam and Goonies socks.
Oh boy!
Ooh, nice.
I've got the complete series of Knight Rider on DVD.
Wow.
And then my buddies Patrick Fowler and Phil Carter have a comedy rap duo, the Buster Cups. And
they hit a night.
So yeah, wow. they're here. So they gave me a Buster Cups t-shirt and one of their albums. They have a song called Swivel Chair. And so they gave me their album Swivel Rights Movement.
That's good.
So yeah, all that stuff's in there.
I love it. Pass her down.
Oh, what a great gift.
And it's in a beautiful bag.
Yeah, it is a nice.
It's really nice. Got two nice, beautiful blue bags.
Beautiful.
Now. Yeah, this is perfect. John Reap, it's your first time. It was Topher's first time. He knocked it out of the park.
He did. I should have went first.
Gift giving is my love language, so.
Oh, shit.
Topher. I have this hat that I'm wearing right now.
You're going to give it away?
I'm going to give away the hat on my head right now.
Nice.
Yes.
How's your hair looking underneath it? It's a mess.
That's still. I'm such happy it's even hair. Up here at all at this point, to be honest with you. But yeah, this is my little merch right here. It's a JR back to back. It looks like a baseball logo. My brother's name is Jason, so we have the same initials. And we made this when we was kids because I love my brother. And so I put it on a hat, and it looks like it could be a baseball logo. You know, you've seen that. It looked like the Yankees or the White Sox. I'm just trying to give the illusion of athleticism.
Yeah. Because you love meeting assholes who question what team is that?
What team is that?
What is that on your head?
What's 3R? You like ER? I love that show.
What? No!
All right, hand it over.
Get that hat, brother.
There you go.
There you go.
Maybe we should all wear it for a second.
I also sell them at johnreap.com.
Joe Pettis.
What's in the bag, Joe?
most just do it, Nike swoosh bag.
Most of my stuff is like wrestling related, so only like four people are gonna be excited about it.
Yeah, right.
But since it's a movie podcast, I do have an action figure of the biggest movie star of all time. It is The Rock.
Yeah.
It's the dollar store version, so don't get too excited.
I think you meant largest movie star of all time.
Yeah, he's huge. If you guys don't know Charlotte, do you guys know Stone Cold Steve Austin is? He has Austin 316. I have my own. It's Pettis 420.
There you go.
Says, I just smoked all your grass. I'll spin back. And then I have, I don't know if you guys, if anyone's coming to watch the Plastic Cup Boys after the show, but I did find a cup that they signed backstage. And
wait a second. Are there any Plastic Cup Boys fans here today?
Cool.
He needs a.
It's the same guy who likes wrestling.
I'm just gonna go ahead and give it to him. Oh, you just gonna give
it to him? Yeah, just give it to him. They did not sign that cup.
No. Yeah,
I signed it myself.
Joe signed it, so don't.
It just says the PP Boys. And then I have one more thing. I have a buddy, a comic, Brad Sativa, a comic in Nashville. He has hats that just say Sativa on them. So who likes weed?
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's perfect to wear around cops because they don't know.
Yeah. Wear that with the Pettis 420 shirt.
They won't get it. It's all code to them. All right, so all of that is going to go to our winner today. But before we start the game portion, I would like to ask everybody on the panel a question. It's the same question. Trey knows it's coming. So you go first, Trey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long is your penis?
4.5
meters.
That was such a weird reaction from the crowd.
Because everyone's like, 4.5 what?
Yeah.
DVD covers.
Which measurement system?
Hog leg joints. 4.5 king size. Is that?
Yeah. What was the last movie you and your giant dick saw?
It's not that big. It's like 2.5.
What was? Oh, stop it! Was, what sorry. Was the last movie?
It was the Sam Elliott vehicle, the man who killed Hitler, and then the Bigfoot.
Oh shit! That's yeah. right.
One dude in the back.
Yeah.
That's about right.
A lot of people don't know that the same man killed both of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is a biopic. Mm-hmm.
How did Hitler die? Why don't I know that? Did he just died?
Sam Elliott
shot him. He like had a heart attack or something.
No, he killed himself in his bunker.
Oh, he killed himself.
Yeah, and
he
his
killed
wife.
Killed himself with a heart attack.
And his dog. Yeah.
Wait, what's the name of that movie?
The man who killed Hitler, and then right. the Bigfoot.
Okay.
Right, because they clearly were not running around in the same time period.
No.
It's obviously fiction because Bigfoot is still real. He's still alive and well. So.
It's worth it.
No,
just
Bigfoot
for the
killed
Bigfoot.
Himself in a bunker. You didn't hear?
Oh. I get those two confused all the time.
Okay, so thumbs up, thumbs down. What'd you think of it?
Thumbs in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah, I got some really good laughs at it. It's worth it for the fight scene between him and the Bigfoot at the end. Plus, the Bigfoot is ridiculous looking. It's awesome. But yeah, I don't want to.
It's fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how realistic was the Hitler?
Oh. The Hitler was more of like when he pops on the screen, you're like, no, all right. It was one of those.
What was wrong with the Bigfoot that he looked ridiculous?
I don't want to. No spoilers.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, I really don't want to. Thank you, sir. Go. Right,
someone
the other guy that's
like,
seen it.
I get it. Okay. All right.
It's worth it. No, it was
yeah, I love that you don't want to give any spoilers in a movie that says that the character kills Hitler and Bigfoot. Like, does that happen immediately?
Yeah, we don't need to know if Bigfoot combed his hair that day.
Oh, no, it's quite the showdown, I assure you. It's worth it. And it's all only right. like 1 hour 20.
Oh, that's the best. Oh,
yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, in and out, man. Oh, and then there's like a weird love story that goes along with it too, where you don't, it's weird. You just watch it. You don't find out till the end what happened between them. It's, yeah.
You're sitting here saying, it's just okay, but watch it.
You did say
well, yeah,
in
no,
the
this is coming from me. Like, I got nothing better to do than watch movies. So the only reason I watched it is because I just eventually got around to it and was like, that looks off the title alone.
Yeah.
All right, I got an afternoon to kill.
I keep hearing
but
about
worth
it.
But worth it.
And I like Sam Elliott, so I'll check
That's
it out.
The thing. It's surprisingly good in that regard. Like, the acting is great in it, but you're just,
Sam Elliott, you got to see it.
No, yeah, see it. Watch it. It's worth it. It's on Hulu now. Okay. Watch it.
Did he act with his neck like this the whole time? He does that move where he's like, maybe tell you, man, good to see you.
Well, yeah, that's his move.
Yes. Wait,
of course he did that.
Well, obviously, Bigfoot was on the right.
Well, that's,
I mean, again, no spoilers.
Well, that's my question. Yeah, that's my question. Does Sam play Bigfoot or Hitler?
Oh, my God. If he played the guy who killed Hitler... And Bigfoot, and Hitler,
oh my
and
God.
Bigfoot.
Wow.
And all three of them had a Sam Elliott mustache.
Yes! Oh, now that I'm going to see.
That'd be amazing.
No, they had other actors.
He just paints the middle black.
Right.
For both roles.
Sam, is that a black and white cookie on your face?
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. But...
I mean, you know, Peter Mayhew, rest in peace. We need a new Chewbacca. I think it should be Sam Elliott.
Oh, that would be great.
Should take over the Chewbacca.
Yeah, for 2 more years till he dies, and then we got to find somebody else.
You're only giving Sam Elliott 2 years?
I mean, he's lasted this long.
I mean, yes, he has lasted this long, but it's not looking good
he's
for
the... He's been 78 for 78 years.
Yeah. He's away. If you hear about it tomorrow, you're not going to be like, oh, really? So soon? Like, you'll be like, yeah, all right, that makes sense. That's all I'm saying.
No, that would be a sad one if that happened.
Well, it would
tomorrow.
Be sad, but you're not going to be surprised.
No,
like,
I'm going to be sad. You'll look surprised. Like a genius. Don't tell me how to feel.
I really hope he dies tomorrow now.
Dude, you'll look like a genius if that happens.
Topher, same question.
The peanut butter falcon.
Nice! Yes. You yeah. loved it, right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it wasn't Thumbs in the Middle, which is my favorite Bryan Cranston show. It was just great. Shia was great. That kid Zach was awesome. Yeah, it's really good. I knew nothing about it going in. I didn't see any trailers or anything, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Is just listen to this show, and when I say go see it, just don't pay any attention to the marketing. And just go see it, because I don't do it that often. But I've got another one for you guys. Yeah, it's called Jojo Rabbit.
Ooh,
it's okay. The new Taika Waititi movie that's already somewhat controversial because it's got Hitler in it, and he's not played by Sam Elliott. So people are up in arms already. How could you not cast Sam Elliott in this new Hitler joint? John Reap, what was the last motion picture you saw? I think you told us in the green room.
I did. I saw the last motion picture I saw was in Hickory, North Carolina, and it was at the...
They have movies there?
They do.
First run?
It's a drive-in. But it's fun.
You drive into my garage. Yeah. I got a nice flat screen.
Leave the car running. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, what I saw. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino, good stuff.
People love that movie.
I loved it.
Yeah. Would you?
If we're going like halvesies, like I'm not sideways thumb. I'm like 75% thumb.
Yeah, you're
on this one.
You're three quarters of a tank full on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm barely asking for a ride on this one. Barely.
Would you see the 4-hour version?
Out of curiosity,
he's threatening to put out a 4-hour version.
Out of curiosity alone, I would, but I know when to go pee this time. It was good. It's classic Tarantino, long ass scenes. DiCaprio acted his ass off in this. I really liked it because we've all been hungover shit, and he plays this one scene where he has to go do this scene with a little girl, and he's fucking so wasted, hungover, and he's like, doing a lot of that, you know, and he's shaking. I was like, I have totally been that dude, and I believed it.
You know, I heard to prepare for that scene, he stayed up all night having sex with a model.
Yeah. But it was really good. I would. I don't know if I'd see the 4-hour version. I would fast forward to the part if I could.
Well, I definitely want to see parts of it again, like on cable and stuff. Like it would be a fun movie to just have on. And
I like the old "what if" would have happened. You know, like he did in *Glorious Bastards*, where it's like, "What if we actually killed Sam Elliott, Hitler, and then saved all these other people?" And this is like, well, what if the Tate, the Manson family picked the wrong house?
Yeah. And Django Unchained was what if what if a slave owned a dancing horse?
Right. So Tarantino's the king of what ifs. Yes.
There was a refreshing lack of the N-word in Once Upon a Time
was.
In Hollywood because
was
there was
upset.
Not a single black character in it. So there's nobody to
right.
Throw. Yeah, right?
That is true. I almost walked out. But it cost me $1. So I stayed. It was good. I liked it. I gave it a 75%.
Yeah, yeah. Shaking. We got it. We got it.
Yeah. An arthritic thumb.
Joe Pettis?
I was hoping you'd ask me before John, because we talked about it in the back. That was the last movie I saw,
oh,
too.
Shit.
In theaters, last movie I saw in general was The Saint. We watched The Saint.
With Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer is the greatest impressionist
Lizzie
of
Hsu?
All time. Yeah, he just plays dress up the whole show. I mean, the whole movie. It's awesome. Have you guys seen The Saint?
No.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's all because his girlfriend when he was a kid died, and then the whole movie is just him wearing different costumes throughout the whole movie. That's all I got out of it.
And getting into it, too.
Getting into it, yeah.
Yeah. I
wait, when
it.
Did this come out?
A long time
90s?
Ago.
Oh, yeah, like mid-90s.
Must have been like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, late, maybe that.
And it was based on a TV show called The Saint that starred Roger Moore as Simon Templar.
Oh.
Yeah. And he'd go around, and he was very into, isn't he like really smart? Like, doesn't he know a lot of science or some shit?
Yeah, he's real smart, and he changes his identity, and like, you know, he tricks people all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't like climb on things like Jason Bourne or slap women like James Bond.
No, no. He outwits.
He just gets a nice girlfriend, Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
And just goes around being all smart and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie he was in called At First Sight?
I thought you were going to say Top Gun. I don't know why, but
well, yeah, there's a new one.
Anybody here ever seen a movie? It's a quirky little indie called Top Gun.
Yeah. No, At First Sight, because hockey's involved in that one, too. They go to a hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's blind.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mira Sorvino?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, too bad we're not playing a game right now.
Damn it.
Because for a while he tries to pretend to not be blind, because no one's going to fall in love with a blind guy. And then this hot girl falls in love with him, which again is a waste of time. Doesn't matter what she looks like.
You think that's why they got Mira Sorvino? What, that's
that
better
was a
reaction
date?
Than the Charlotte Flair.
She's beautiful.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's hot as hell.
Oh, is she from North Carolina?
Gastonia.
Man.
No, Mira, she's hot as hell.
Yeah, Academy Award winner.
Yeah, no, I was it. That was it. Damn.
What the? There's not a lot of ugly people winning Oscars, dude.
Yeah. I'll be in the green room.
But I'll say it one more time. Jojo Rabbit is terrific. And also, I just got back from a film festival, so I'm full of all these movies that are going to come out soon. I definitely recommend Parasite and... what was the other one that I really... Oh, Knives Out. I saw Knives Out. Oh, and the killer in Knives Out is... It's one of those movies.
Sam Elliott.
It's one of those movies where if anybody goes on the internet and says the outcome, that's a terrible, terrible person, because that's the whole joy of the movie, is it's like an episode of Columbo. It is.
Yeah, that's all right.
And there's a scene in the movie where someone's watching, the TV's on, and Murder, She Wrote is on the TV. So it's a nice nod to that show.
To the whodunits.
Yeah, exactly. So before, one more thing I want to get into, because I've been doing this a lot lately. I used to call it First Impressions, but there was a TV show briefly called that didn't succeed, but already used the name. So I'm going with Impressionable Minds. Do any of you guys have in your head either an impression of a celebrity, a movie star, or have you memorized any passage from a motion picture?
I have one that, it's two people, though.
Oh, yeah? It's two people in a movie talking to each other?
Yeah, yeah, it's a dial, it's a scene.
Do you want to do it, and we'll see if we recognize it?
Okay. Okay.
I'm just a kid from a trailer park. If that's what you think, that's all you'll ever be.
Let's go. Come on, movie people.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's 8 Mile?
No.
But maybe I didn't see 8 Mile. But that ain't what it's from. That's not where mine's
from. I mean,
from.
You sounded like Eminem and Michelle Pfeiffer to me.
Yeah.
Or no. Wait, who
it
plays his mom?
Be.
Kim Basinger. Kim Basinger.
It might be. Wait, it might be an 8 Mile. I don't know.
No. Hey,
is that Drop Dead Gorgeous?
No. It's science fiction from the 90s.
Do it again.
Just a kid from a trailer park. If that's what you think, that's all you'll ever be.
That's from Holes?
Come on.
Trimmers? Starship Troopers?
No. They didn't have trailer parks then.
Everybody.
It was a one hit. It just, it didn't.
That's it!
The Last Starfighter.
The Last Starfighter. Yes!
Who said
Wait, why do you remember that? Did that really speak to you as a child in Hickory?
Yes. 100% it did. I mastered the Galaga game at the Valley Hills Mall. And I just hope some guy came down from Alpha Centauri and told me that you're the best at this ever, and now you have to go defend the universe.
Did you ever have any kind of aspirations to go to space camp?
Bless you. well,
you're funny. Right. It's a great question.
Yeah, it is. I did love the movie Space Camp.
Oh, yeah?
I do like science fiction shit. But no, I don't, you know, I've been to Huntsville where they had the Rocket City, but that's as close as I got.
Well, that's how I meant. He's like, you didn't live too far from, like, yeah. You know, a kid in California might not dream of space camp because it's all the way across the country.
Right, yeah. He's, Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Is where they make all the rockets. There you go. Bunch of rednecks getting us up there to the moon. But yeah, I did want to go, but I never did.
Does anybody on the panel have another one?
A quote or a what was the original question?
You had your turn, John.
Yeah, I memorized the big toe speech from Stripes for an audition, but that, I don't remember it. Yeah. It was so long ago. Yeah,
did
sorry.
You get the part?
Oh, it was for an agent. And yes, they did send me on some auditions. I didn't get any work out of them. But.
An agent said, I need you to do a performance for me, and you did a scene from Stripes.
Yeah. They were like, just like a little monologue. And I was like, all right. And so I did the big toe speech.
I'm very excited to be here for this audition. I'd like to do, this is from Caddyshack.
We're all going to get laid.
All right. Do I get the part?
Well, yeah, I mean, the man who killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot hadn't come out yet, so I didn't have anything.
You don't remember any of it?
No. Yeah. Huh.
Was it, what's the toe part?
Yeah, it's Sergeant
Hulka.
What is
that scene?
Sergeant Hulka is the big, he's comparing Sergeant Hulka to the big toe, and then if something ever happens to Sergeant Hulka, then he'll step up and be the big toe for everybody.
Okay. That pretty much sounds like you kind of know it.
I mean, kind of, sort of, but yeah, I don't remember all the little details and shit.
I like the way Hulka spoke.
Yeah, like, yeah.
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 Like that. Like, what are you talking about?
That's great, yeah.
I can't do it. It hurts my throat. Topher, do you have anything?
I always liked the moment where Christopher Walken was like, Bruce Wayne... Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, I wish y'all could see this.
Why are you dressed like Batman?
Bruce Wayne.
That's right.
Oh, I
you
fucking
put three
love
symbols
that.
In that.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah. That's what he said.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's really good.
That one's easy to memorize.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to learn nothing. All right. Let's get into speaking of doing voices. Turn it off, Bert.
Let the games begin.
Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Lots of good ones to choose from. Be sure to survey the room.
Is that a working toaster?
Pick the one. Pick the one that speaks to you. We got Chris Avengers over here.
What does that one say?
And while they figure out who they're going to play for, there's a toaster. We'll go to this brief message. We'll be right back.
Hey, there's no ads in this ep, so I'm just going to say, come see Doug Loves Movies at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Las Vegas on Saturday, October 19th, and at Comedy Works in Denver on Saturday, October 26th. Both of those shows are at 420. Hope you can make it. Back to this show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, great job. There were so many name tags. Always appreciate all the effort everybody makes. Be sure to send me pictures of your name tags on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll retweet or re-insta them. And what do you got, Topher?
I got Hot Buzz. I love Hot Fuzz. So as soon as I saw this, I was like, I'm sold on this.
And it's a person named Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz.
Buzz Allman.
Yeah.
All right. That's beautiful.
So yeah, I'll see what I can do, Buzz.
Trey, what is that thing you're holding?
All right, so yeah, they've got multiple ones, but the main one is it's three billboards outside Ebbing, Mo. So I'm playing for Ebbing. And
wait, and they made three billboards?
Yeah.
Yeah, show them to everybody.
Oh, look at this.
Right.
They even put your name on one of them?
Yeah.
What do they say? Don't quit looking at them and show the audience.
Well, because it says... made a cool name tag, still haven't been picked. How come, Trey? I'll take a picture of that and put it on Instagram.
That is awesome. But where is this person? Where are they in the audience?
They're back there at that back table. She has a shirt that says, leave me alone or something.
What's her name? Guy. What's the pun?
Ebbing. Right.
Her name is... her name is Mo.
Yeah, yeah. She's the one she wrote real big. She wrote it real big.
Yeah, Mo. Yeah.
Mo.
Yeah.
Mo.
Good job, Mo. And
that's pretty great.
Why did you single out Trey? How did you even know he'd be here today?
Well, I had a spy, but she actually told me about John Reed, so I just wrote his name after he said it.
Oh.
Ah. Well
wrote
played.
It after I introduced everybody. What?
I'm not going to take that nearly
sneaky.
As personal.
That's next
anymore.
Level shit. That's going to keep happening.
I like it.
Wow.
Just leave some blank spots on your name tag and just jot them in when the guests are announced.
I like it.
But it just felt like you really had an issue with Trey.
No, that's it. Right. That's why I almost didn't pick it. Was
why
like,
have you been picking me, Trey? Because you've never been here before? Is that why?
I'm going to find the man that raped your daughter. I am.
We should really quickly point out that that's the plot of that movie. Yeah.
That's the movie. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Thus the three billboards.
Yeah.
Wow, the name tags are so big here. What do you have, John?
I've got this. Well, I had to pick this one because she said, you're on this one. It just says, the ultimate romantic comedy, Love, Ashley.
Yeah.
So I assume it's for Ashley. And it's got everybody, almost everybody in the festival is in there. You're in there too, Doug.
Oh, yeah. That's a good picture of me. Hitting a J.
It looks like I'm punching someone.
Yeah, it's a mix of people that were at the festival and people that are regulars on the show. So, yeah, so good job. You got John's attention. And also, just sturdy material.
Yeah, this is legit.
The sturdiest name tag I've ever.
You could actually make a table out of
this. You can't roll that fucker up.
Yeah,
what is that, dry mounted? That's nice.
That's real nice. Well.
If that's not
what you do for a living, Ashley, you should look into it.
It's got John Reap, and then there's me, and my arm is going across. I don't like this, that I'm punching Hari.
Yeah, that's a hate crime,
dude. That is a hate crime. See, I can't have that. I'm from the South. That's going to look bad as hell. You can't do that.
If you weren't from North Carolina,
maybe. If I had a feather in my hand.
Yeah.
That's not good. We're going to have to correct
that. But feast your eyes on this, you guys. I just did a little detective work, and I just read what it says. It says, from the makers of Hot Buzz, are you here with Buzz, Hot Buzz? You guys picked name tags from two people who are here together.
Wow.
My wife.
My wife!
Well, there's a 50-50 chance that household's going home with the prizes.
Which one of you works at Kinko's?
FedEx office.
I think that's the same thing.
Exact same thing.
What do you got, Joe?
I got Daving Silverman because it came with a toy.
Oh! No way.
Assault.
Oh, I thought it went down the front of your shirt. It just kind of disappeared in there.
It's a little unicorn.
Like,
and a rainbow ball pops out of his face.
It sexually assaults women in the audience.
Wow. That went a great distance, by the way.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Reload that thing.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's more than one ball.
Doug, you gotta have
belly.
Go for that.
Oh my God. We should hang on to this. This is great podcast material. Oh wait, can you let me do one more?
There's a whole bag of balls down here.
Let's see if you can hear it if I do it right next to the microphone, because it makes a great noise.
Yeah, it does.
Good catch. Good catch.
Oh my goodness, I want one. Oh shit. Okay.
What does yours say?
Oh, Daving Silverman.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen. I assume it's a movie about a guy named Dave dating Sarah Silverman.
Saving Silverman was a weird movie. It had Jack Black and Steve Zahn. And you can see their names right here.
Jason Biggs. Yeah. I used to work at a smoke shop, and I sold him a pipe once.
I think he was the title character. I think he was Silverman.
Oh, okay.
And his friends were like trying to help him, and instead they just made his life fucking awful.
I love Zahn in that one.
But yeah, it's a cool name tag, and then it says hashtag Ruizing at the bottom as a tribute to my friend Carl Ruiz. So that's very nice. Okay, first game we're going to play, and like I said, Topher and John haven't been on the show before, so hopefully this will make sense to you guys. This is called Live, Die, Repeat. Okay. I'm going to say out loud, very slowly, the title of a motion picture, and the first one of you to repeat back the full, complete, correct title that I am saying or thinking of is going to win this game.
Is there like a buzzing situation?
No, you just jump in and say it. And hopefully, you know, two people won't speak at exactly the same time.
Right.
And we'll know who the winner is.
Last Starfighter.
See, I love a good pre-guess.
But that's
I also love to do a practice round. Let's do a quick practice round.
All right.
True Grit.
True Grit.
See, that's how easy it is. And yet,
oh, I repeat.
And yet only one of you answered.
Wait a minute. Huh? So we just repeat what you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, no, I've lost this one a couple of times.
Or you have to finish it before he finishes it.
Finish it before he... Oh, so he's going to do long-ass titles. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the hardest one.
Oh, this will be fun.
The man who killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
That'd be a great one, but why do you keep saying the Bigfoot? It's just Bigfoot.
Is it?
No, but I think in the title it is the Bigfoot.
No, it is.
No, it's the Hitler and Bigfoot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hitler.
Oh, yeah. The Hitler.
And Bigfoot.
Because there's lots of Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot.
It's the Hitler and
one of
Bigfoot.
The Bigfoots.
Whoa, whoa. Are you the Hitler? Are you the Hitler?
They don't even mention that in the process, he accidentally kills all of the Hendersons.
Yes.
Okay.
Pressure.
Right?
It's
intense.
I know. I'm not gonna get
Joe doesn't even put the microphone near his mouth. He's like, I'm not gonna mess with this. Okay.
Wait, are they all current?
And if you know in the audience, please don't yell it out, because you'll be really tempted to. Okay. It starts like this. Hush.
Hush puppies. The movie. Hush puppies, the movie, part 3.
Hush, dot, dot, dot. Hush.
Hush, little baby,
sweet.
Don't you cry.
Hush, hush, sweet.
Don't.
Hush, sweet baby. Hush,
hush.
Hush, hush.
Hush, hush.
Omaha, Omaha. Hush, hush.
Hush. Hush.
Blue. Hush, hush.
I don't know.
Sweet.
Hush, hush. Sweet.
Liver mush. Is this a movie?
It's a movie. Hush, hush. Sweet Charlotte.
Hush, 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 sweet Charlotte.
From Maggie Burke.
Joe is the winner.
Dang it.
Joe, dude. Oh,
congratulations.
Hey.
Oh, that's
they keep
one.
Coming back.
I mean, we should give it a specific plug because this is the miracle product of the millennia. It's called Unicorn Popper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is really, it's great.
It comes with an extra ball sack.
Awesome.
It's a cute little unicorn. They should make one where it comes out of its butt, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see this on the podcast, but it does look like it's constipated. I don't know if you guys can see that.
It does look like it wants to go sit on a squatty potty.
Yes. It looks like it's shitting its tail.
It looks like it's going to shit out ice cream.
Dude, right, I'm into this game now. I think I got it.
Here's the thing, John. That game's over.
Well, there's no 2 out of 3.
There's no learning curve on that one.
Oh,
you're just,
shit.
You're just good at it or you aren't.
Fuck.
Trey can tell you. And then all that Joe wins for getting that one is he gets to go first in the next game. It's our last game today that's really going to be the determining factor. But it's always nice to get to go first, isn't it, Joe?
No, not really. No, it is. Depends on the game.
Right?
Yeah.
It does. And we're going to play a new game. That's very similar to a lot of the old games.
It's called Audience Leave.
Yeah, let's do this. Just
it's a
between,
new game.
This is just between us. If you guys could step out for a few minutes. No, this is, we just played Live, Die, Repeat, and an audience listener suggested that I do a game, and I agree, it's a great idea for a game. It's called Live, Tyler Perry.
Live, Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I'm going to go to you one at a time. We'll start with Joe, and then we'll move down the line. And when I give you a title, you tell me if it stars, you know, if it features as an actor.
Right.
Liv Tyler.
Or.
Tyler Perry.
Right.
Or neither.
Okay.
What kind of universe do we live in where there's not a crossover yet?
What do you mean?
Are they, is there any movie where they're in both?
Well, if there was, I would not include it because it's Liv Tyler, Tyler Perry,
or neither.
Those are the only three options. So if they did ever act in like a Lord of the Rings together,
oh, that'd be then, good.
That's my favorite Tyler Perry
that
movie.
Won't come up. All right, are you ready, Joe?
Yes.
You get the first one. And it's just on you. If you don't get it, we move to John. So, John, you have a chance to steal.
Got it.
Joe, the motion picture, Pearl Harbor. Liv Tyler, Tyler Perry, or neither?
Liv Tyler.
Incorrect.
Ah!
John.
Neither.
Incorrect. Trey.
What?
It's Liv Tyler.
No, that was correct. Yeah.
It's Liv Tyler. I'm like, where are you going with this?
You just sounded like you just knew. You're so cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But good job. You got
Spence,
it.
Spence, please.
I might accidentally give the point to Joe, though, because your names, it's three letters each, and they're so similar.
Wait, what?
Moving down to Trey.
What?
Here.
Hold on, I'm getting skipped.
No, you got the
you
point.
You just got the point.
Oh, I did.
Who gave you a point?
Wait, I thought Liv Tyler.
That's what we do to new guests. We give you a point and skip you.
It's like Uno.
Yeah. All no, right. Liv Tyler's not in it, and the reason I even thought of that as a movie, Pearl Harbor, is because on the last episode, there was a lot of confusion. Somebody said that Liv Tyler was in Pearl Harbor, and we all believed them.
Yes. This other girl.
But Beckinsale. It's Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah!
Liv point. Tyler was in the Saving the Planet one. Where she
yes.
Was.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about.
That's okay. What's it called?
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Pearl Harbor, Armageddon, same thing.
All right, stop discussing other movies she was in. Sorry. We're still playing this game.
Sorry. Yes. I apologize. I'll
hey,
take
Shane,
the and shut up.
Can I get some more booze when you get a chance? Thank you. Sorry, I saw him. I had to take it.
Two boozes.
Another Tito's and soda?
Please, yes, please.
You want a tall single?
Tall single, just like me.
Can I
boom!
Can I get a Diet Coke?
Just like you.
Me.
I
don't want to get too fucked up. Diet Coke.
Trey?
Yes.
Liv or Perry?
Uh-huh.
Or neither?
Or neither.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Neither.
That is correct.
Oh!
Yeah.
Let's go to Topher. Deep Impact.
Neither.
That is correct.
Ooh.
I see a theme.
Okay.
Neither.
We're back to Joe Pettis. Hulk.
Oh my God.
Liv Tyler.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Tyler Perry.
That's your guess?
Sure. No one said it yet.
Because it's wrong.
Sorry, Ash.
Trey?
Neither.
That is right.
I remember. <Yeah. laughs> No, I remember. That's huge for me.
But Liv Tyler is in The Incredible Hulk.
Not
just Hulk.
But would you guys
go see
Jennifer
Connelly?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry as the Hulk?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be super fun. All right. We're back around to Topher.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, sir.
You threw your voice like that, Topher. That's good.
What? Who was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows?
Oh, no.
Turtles Out of the Shadows. Does that mean they just stick their head out?
Well, that's a good bane.
They live in a shadow.
Neither.
Let me double check here.
Incorrect.
Oh, man. All right.
Joe?
I'm going to go against my gut instinct. And say Tyler Perry.
That
this
is
time.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, wow.
He plays Raphael.
No, I don't know what he plays in that movie.
Raphael!
Probably someone that's like, what's with these turtles?
Heller turtles.
Heller turtles. That was his.
Is that job. Madea's catchphrase?
Yeah. Hello, turtles.
Y'all didn't hear him. He said it. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was Topher.
Okay, so we're back to you, John.
Okay.
Space Station 76. Yeah, it's a real movie.
This is good.
Liv.
Tyler.
Perry or neither?
Then I'm going to say that it was Tyler Perry.
No.
Final answer.
Sorry.
Except,
Trey?
Except
wait, what was the name of the movie again?
Space Station. Apostrophe, not
oh,
dash.
Fuck! You lied to me!
76.
Yeah, apostrophe.
What did you just say?
Huh?
He didn't put the apostrophe in when I...
Yeah.
Tyler Perry
that
is
That really
in,
threw him
he
off.
He is in Space
He thought
Station
it was the 76th yes. one and
right.
not the year
not
1976.
Apostrophe, yes. Two different films.
Subtle distinction.
Two different films. So, no, you know. You got it now.
Neither.
Incorrect. Topher.
Oh.
Oh.
One
I'm going to go with Liv Tyler.
That's a great guess. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I like being the third one to guess when the other two got it wrong.
That doesn't always work out,
by
the way.
Bragging, dude. Quit bragging.
Yeah, you have to pay attention for that to work out. Trey failed to listen closely enough twice in this game in Salt Lake City. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. In the same
you've
episode.
You've really learned since then.
I have. I'm
you've really come around. Yeah. But we have a four-way tie in this game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the way to solve it is I'm going to say a title, and you all get to guess. So you know the three options. So the first one, I guess you could just say them all three really fast. Maybe this is a bad idea.
Is all but, of the above an option?
But I'll just say the title. It could it could come out of nowhere. You don't know when I'm going to say it. It could be anywhere in this sentence.
Did you already say it?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was that
I did
it?
Not. No.
Oh, no, it was a film?
Lean back, Trey, so I could see Topher. Thank you. Vice.
Liv Tyler.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry. Joe won a second game in a row.
Wow. Way to go, Joe. Go, Joe. Go, Joe, Joe.
Wow. I thought there was a few people saying Tate.
Oh, probably.
Some people just chant their guests they wish were here.
Man, Jeff's been here before, right? Yeah, okay. And he'll be back sometime. Was it last year?
Yes, sir.
When was it? Around this time?
Yes, sir.
So polite.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you in the military?
Yes, sir.
Just Southern. Oh, okay. That's fair. Yeah.
It's the Hickory side of the crowd.
That's right. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Whatever you identify, yes, thank you.
What's that? He's still talking. What'd you say? Yes. Okay. It feels like it was longer than a year ago that I was here, because it feels like too long, to be honest. And, All right, here we go. Speaking of people in the audience, we need you for this next one, because we're going to play a little game called Last Man Stanton. John and Topher, this is a game where Joe gets to go first, but we're going to switch the order around, and I like to play along on this one, so it's going to go Joe, then me, then Topher, then Trey, then John. We're going to take turns naming movies that an actor or actress suggested by a pre-selected audience member tells us, you know, the name they suggest. And if you can't think of a movie, you're out, but you have a lifeline. You can go to John, you can go to Ashley, and Topher, you can go to Hot Buzz.
Got it.
One time you can go to them and say, help me out, save my ass. I recommend you do it early, but that's just strategy.
Okay.
Where is Jilly Buska?
Me!
Hi, Jilly Buska.
It's me.
Hey, Julie.
Where'd you come in from for the show today?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey. Topher knows that.
Go Cox.
That's where I am. Yeah. Topher's from there.
And crossed state lines for this. Yeah. And you're wearing tie-dye.
I am.
Yeah, so you're a brave soul. And what is your suggestion today for this game?
Whoopi
Goldberg. I can't.
Whoop, whoop.
I can't think of a better. That is a good one. What'd you say in your tweet to me? Did you say I've got a really good one, or you just said I have a suggestion? Were you cocky about it?
No.
Did you say one that's rarely been used? Did you say something like that? Because Whoopi Goldberg, that is. I don't know. I don't recall if we've done that before. And what's that?
My husband and I played similar games, and we were going through and thought, man,
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. No, she's a great. I'm very excited because I can name every Whoopi Goldberg movie. But I'm going to glance at the panel and see their expressions, see how they're feeling about it. And then I'm going to go to another pre-selected, maybe. Did you write to me on Twitter?
No.
No, then you're not pre-selected, sir. Where is Lightyear 2099?
Woo!
You're in space, man! To infinity. And what's your actual name?
Buzz.
Buzz?
Fuck yeah.
Wait, you're Top Buzz? You motherfucker!
Wow.
He came back from beyond.
Yeah. Who's at FedEx right now?
Who's minding the store? All right, well, I mean, Hot Buzz, this is interesting because, Ashley is in the mix here. She doesn't get to name. She doesn't get named somebody for us to play, but you know, it's all neutral at this point. What's your, you know, unless you happen to know Topher well enough to know, to feed him the perfect name, who are you thinking about?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Holy shit, Whoopi Goldberg and Jack Nicholson, they're in at least 7 movies together.
Yeah. Neither.
wrong game. Okay, so now you guys should be happy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I speak for everyone.
The films of Jack Nicholson or Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. Yep.
The sentence has never been uttered. We got about 10 minutes to do this, and
perfect.
I feel like it's going to be an intense one. We'll start with you, Joe. And also, if you go to your lifeline and they're no help to you, you can phone a friend, and by friend, I mean somebody famous.
Oh.
It has to be somebody famous, and chances are they're not going to pick up.
That's true. I'm going to call you, Doug.
So we'll get to... That's, you know, that's been suggested, but nobody's done it yet. Because I won't pick up. I can't get reception down here.
In the comedy zone.
What do you got, Joe?
Sister Act.
Nice start.
Favorite Jack Nicholson movie.
I mean, you leave me no choice. But to say, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Oh! Wow.
Topher?
Wolf.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson turns into a wolf. And it takes place nowhere near Wall Street. Or maybe it does, I don't remember.
It does.
Trey, what are you doing over there? You
thinking.
You really, just thinking. It's a real brain teaser to name a movie that has Whoopi Goldberg or Jack Nicholson?
Yeah. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. We won the Oscar for that.
Yes.
John?
Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Joe?
Sister Act 2.
Oh! Yeah!
That's not fair. Oh, he found a loophole.
Wait. Yeah, what's the...
How many did it
hang
have?
On, you guys. Wait, what's the rest of the title?
Sister Act 2, The Shining.
Oh, man, there goes the other guess.
It's just the whole chorus going, red rum, red rum. So you might have to switch it to something else if you don't know the full title.
The Shining.
Yeah. Good job, good job, good job. Mars Attacks.
Oh, shit.
Topher.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Back in the Habit again. Back in the Habit again. Yeah, yeah, that's tough, dude. That's rough when that happens. Trey, what are you going with? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest 2?
Hey, yeah.
Back in the Bin?
Boy, these guys are cuckoo.
Made in America.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
That's right, with Willie Smith. Young Willie Smith.
And
Teddy
Danson.
Teddy Danson.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hot movie. Check it out if you want to see how bad movies used to be. John.
Batman 2.
Wait, why are you saying that?
Isn't Jack Nicholson in that one?
No.
Which one?
Batman?
Yeah.
To you, your point. Batman to you now, Doug. What did you think I was trying to say?
Back to me.
Yeah.
It's... Joe's turn.
Easy Rider.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go deep.
Yes.
All right. Check this out. Check this shit out. I'll go super deep on Jack Nicholson. I will say, shit. So many good ones, but I'll go with The Last Detail.
Jesus.
Never even heard I got an even one. Deeper one for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want any part of that.
Five Easy Pieces.
Yep.
Mo.
You're going to Mo already?
Hey, man, look, who says...
Are you officially the worst player of this game?
This might be some strategy.
It's Jack fucking Nicholson. Oh, that's right. I did say go early.
You did.
Oh. I did advise that.
I mean, it could be a total bailout, but
so what
it
do you
also
got, Lifeline?
Theodore Rex?
Wow.
Can she play for me for the rest of the time?
No, that was it.
I had that one in my pocket, like ready to go.
Yeah, that's
thanks
good.
For taking his pocket one.
Yeah, thanks for taking my
that's
pocket
awesome.
One.
I got a great pocket one. Or two or 12. John?
Okay, I'm on the fence. Do I go for the Lifeline? I think I know the title, but
you don't want to fuck it up.
I know, I don't want to fuck it up. So what do I just... Okay, I'm just going to blurt this out.
You can go to your Lifeline, man. You can always figure out the real title later. Oh. It's in your head, man.
Yeah, but
it belongs.
It's in my head the whole game, and I can't get there.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Just go to your Lifeline.
Lifeline!
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
Correct.
I think that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, was it?
I almost said Scent of a Woman.
Oh, yeah, you would have been wrong. Yeah, he's not blind. Jack Nicholson isn't blind and Something's Gotta Give, but he does do an occasional hoo-ah!
That's the one with Helen Hunt? Oh, now
wait.
I'm just going to shut up. I'm shut
up!
Yep, my bad.
Shut your mouth.
Sorry. Yeah,
come
I know.
Come on, Trey. We're back to Joe.
I'm about to go to Dave. Where you at, Dave?
What do you got, Dave? The bucket list. Yes.
Who's in that? Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks,
Morgan
Dave.
Morgan Freeman. Thanks, Dave. They're both like, we're dying. Let's do stuff.
And then Morgan Freeman becomes God.
Yeah, it's an indirect prequel. All of Morgan Freeman's movies are just a guy who's going to die and become God eventually. Voiceovers count. I don't...
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm gonna go obscure on Whoopi Goldberg and say Clara's Heart. Yeah, you heard me. Topher.
The Lion King.
Yeah. Back to you, Trey.
The Color Purple.
Ow! I was gonna say that. Comic Relief 1-5. I think I'm officially out.
Oh, shit. You're a great player.
Yeah.
And we really miss you already. This guy's leaving. He's so disappointed.
Sorry.
Joe.
Sister Act 3.
No.
Hosting The View. She goes deep undercover.
No.
And by she, I mean Jack Nicholson.
No. Listen, girl. Interrupted. Back to you, Toph.
No, I was just, like, that was impressive, because that was as good as it gets.
Ah! Topher, Topher.
Yeah. Columbia, South Carolina, right here. In
yeah.
Frickin' Topher.
Come on, Trey.
Come on, Trey.
Trey.
Come on, Trey.
Come on, you got this.
It's the Jack Nicholson. He's in everything.
What, Mr. Schmidt? No, what's a? It's. Oh no, something about Schmidt though.
Something about Schmidt.
Yeah.
There's something about Mary Schmidt.
Yes. Yes.
There's something about what's eating Schmidt.
Schmidt happens?
Yeah. Schmidt in the chocolate factory. I don't fucking know.
Did you see those horror movies, oh. Schmidt and Schmidt Chapter 2?
Schmidt University? About Schmidt.
About Schmidt.
Oh!
You did it.
About time.
God, you were close. You were so close to being the Departed.
One. Yeah. Oh!
Doug. He loves movies.
Back to Topher.
Star Trek Generations.
Oh, nice. Trey is out.
The Color Purple 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You can't steal this, Trey. You're not a burglar.
Oh!
Oh! Topher.
Yeah. So back to me so soon, eh?
Yeah. It comes around quick when there's just you and me.
I know. Yeah. I'm gonna go to my lifeline so I got time to think of other. So what's
smart?
Oh shit! He's not even used it yet.
Wait, I thought you did.
Witches of Eastwick.
Oh.
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 The Witches of Eastwick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I'm going to say exactly what I said before I came here this weekend. I'm going south. Wow. I could do this all day.
Yeah. I cannot do this all day.
But guess what, Topher? You are a winner!
Topher, 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 Topher.
Buzz, come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Congrats, Buzz.
Where's he at? Where's Buzz at?
He went back to FedEx.
Oh, there he is. He's back from beyond. Come on, Buzz.
There you go, Buzz. Congratulations, dude. There's one bag.
Oh, wow. He wins all. He wins all that.
There you go. You get all that stuff.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And take your giant ass. Yeah. Step on your.
Stop walking on my face, dude.
Step on your wife's name tag, and then. Do you want those back, or they?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll take him back. He's going to get him later. He's got a lot in his hands. He's got a lot to deal with. Topher, congratulations on winning your first time on the show.
Thank you.
What do you got to plug? What's coming up for you? Promote yourself.
Okay, so October 3rd through 5th, we have our own comedy festival down in Columbia, South Carolina, called the... Yeah, the Cola Comedy Con. My sketch group will be doing our 5-year anniversary show on that Friday night, the 4th. And then on the 5th, I get to open for Brian Posehn, who's one of our headliners. So,
yay! Yeah.
Nice.
Trey Gallion, what's going on?
Live at Creep Records is available wherever you get that stuff. And then October 22nd, me and Tate are doing a Comedy Juice in L.A. And then
neat.
The 25th, we're doing a show called Faded, Sean Jordan's show, also in L.A.
Okay.
Friend of the show. And then, my monthly in New York. And then, me and Tate are going to announce some shows around Christmas soon, which will be, like, Knoxville, Tennessee. Word. Yeah. Nashville. And then we're trying to figure out the rest. So we'll see what happens, where we swing through.
Nice.
Trying. We're trying.
And you've got Trey Gallion rolling trays and t-shirts
I got
for sale
trays
after
and
the
t-shirts.
Show.
T-shirts, yeah.
So come see us at the merch table.
Yeah.
John Reap.
Hey, buddy. I also have a podcast on the All Things Comedy Network. It's called Fried. You can get it on SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/John Reap. I also have an album out and a comedy special, and it's called Ginger Beard Man. Very, very, very clever.
Ginger Beard.
Ginger Beard Man.
I like
and,
it.
So, yeah, there you go.
Nice. And Joe Pettis?
I got shows coming up in Asheville, Tallahassee, Nashville as well. And I host a show every Friday, most Fridays, if I'm there in Atlanta at the Highland Inn Ballroom. So come check us out.
Nice.
JoePettis.com.
For you know, as usual, for all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Wait, what's the thing about Ted Danson? I forgot about it already. You just say, Ted Danson? Question mark at the end? Okay.
Ted Danson was inside Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh! Thank you to the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte and the Queen City Comedy Festival. One more time for all of my guests. Topher Riddle, Trey Gallione, John Reap, Joe Pettis. As always, positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves